man on the way out the door. I just hope that everyone who came to see the play was as entertained as I was. Wednesday. Well, if one good thing came out of the play, it's that I don't have to worry about the Bubby nickname anymore. I saw Archie Kelly getting hassled in the hallway after fifth period today, so it looks like I can finally start to breathe a little easier.
This ends Disc 1. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Disc 2.
Sunday. With all this stuff going on at school, I haven't even had time to think about Christmas, and it's less than 10 days away. In fact, the only thing that tipped me off that Christmas was coming was when Roderick put his wish list up on the refrigerator. Roderick's wish list read, Number 1, new drums. Number 2, new van. Number 3, shrunken head. I usually make a big wish list every year, but this Christmas, all I really want is this video game called Twisted Wizard. Tonight, Manny was going through the Christmas catalog, picking out all the stuff he wants with a big red marker. Manny was circling every single toy in the catalog. He was even circling really expensive things like a giant motorized car and stuff like that. So I decided to step in and give him some good big brotherly advice. I told him that if he circled stuff that was too expensive, he was going to end up with a bunch of clothes for Christmas. I said he should just pick 3 or 4 medium-priced gifts, so he would end up with a couple of things he actually wanted. But of course, Manny just went back to circling everything again, so I guess he'll just have to learn the hard way. When I was 7, the only thing I really wanted for Christmas was a Barbie dream house, and not because I like girls' toys, like Roderick said. I just thought it would be a really awesome fort for my toy soldiers. When Mom and Dad saw my wish list that year, they got in a big fight over it. Dad said there was no way he was getting me a dollhouse, but Mom said it was healthy for me to experiment with whatever kind of toys I wanted to play with. Believe it or not, Dad actually won that argument. Dad told me to start my wish list over and pick some toys that were more appropriate for boys. But I have a secret weapon when it comes to Christmas. My Uncle Charlie always gets me whatever I want. I told him I wanted the Barbie dream house, and he said he'd hook me up. On Christmas, when Uncle Charlie gave me my gift, it was not what I asked for. He must have walked into the store and picked up the first thing he saw that had the word Barbie on it. So if you ever see a picture of me where I'm holding a beach fun Barbie, now at least you know the whole story. Dad wasn't really happy when he saw what Uncle Charlie got me. He told me to either throw it out or give it away to charity. But I kept it anyway. And okay, I admit, maybe I took it out and played with it once or twice. That's how I ended up in the emergency room 2 weeks later with a pink Barbie shoe stuck up my nose. And believe me, Roderick has never let me hear the end of that. Thursday. Tonight, me and Mom went out to get a gift for the Giving Tree at church. The Giving Tree is basically a Secret Santa kind of thing, where you get a gift for someone who is needy. Mom picked out a red wool sweater for our Giving Tree guy. I tried to talk Mom into getting something a lot cooler, like a TV or a slushy machine or something like that. Because imagine if all you got on Christmas was a wool sweater. I'm sure our Giving Tree guy will throw his sweater in the trash, along with the 10 cans of yams we sent his way during the Thanksgiving food drive. Christmas. When I woke up this morning and went downstairs, there were about 1 million gifts under the Christmas tree. But when I started digging around, there were hardly any gifts with my name on them. But Manny made out like a bandit. He got every single thing he circled in the catalog, no lie. So I'll bet he's glad he didn't listen to me. I did find a couple things with my name on them, but they were mostly books and socks and stuff like that. I opened my gifts in the corner behind the couch because I don't like opening gifts near Dad. Whenever someone opens a gift, Dad swoops right in and cleans up after them. I gave Manny a toy helicopter, and I gave Roderick a book about rock bands. Roderick gave me a book, too, but of course he didn't wrap it. The book he got me was Best of Lil Cutie. Lil Cutie is the worst comic in the newspaper, and Roderick knows how much I hate it. I think this is the fourth year in a row I've gotten a Lil Cutie book from him. I gave Mom and Dad their gifts. I get them the same kind of thing every year, something that says number one dad and number one mom. But parents eat that stuff up. The rest of the relatives started showing up around 11 o'clock, and Uncle Charlie came at noon. Uncle Charlie brought a big trash bag full of gifts, and he pulled my present out of the top of the bag. The package was the exact right size and shape to be a Twisted Wizard game, so I knew Uncle Charlie came through for me. Mom got the camera ready, and I tore open my gift. But it was just an 8x10 picture of Uncle Charlie. I guess I didn't do a good job of hiding my disappointment, and Mom got mad. All I can say is, I'm glad I'm still a kid, because if I had to act happy about the kinds of lame gifts grown-ups get, I don't think I could pull it off. I went up to my room to take a break for a while. A couple minutes later, Dad knocked on my door. He told me he had my gift for me out in the garage, and the reason it was out there was because it was too big to wrap. And when I walked down to the garage, there was a brand new weight set. That thing must have cost a fortune. I didn't have the heart to tell Dad that I kind of lost interest in the whole weightlifting thing when the wrestling unit ended last week. So I just said, thanks, instead. I think Dad was expecting me to drop down and start doing some reps or something, but I just excused myself and went back inside. At about 6 o'clock, all the relatives cleared out. I was sitting on the couch, watching Manny play with his toys, feeling pretty sorry for myself. Then Mom came up to me and said that she found a gift behind the piano with my name on it, and it said, From Santa. The box was way too big for Twisted Wizard, but Mom pulled the same big box trick on me last year when she got me a memory card for my video game system. So I ripped open the package and pulled out my present. Only this wasn't Twisted Wizard either. It was a giant red wool sweater. At first, I thought Mom was playing some kind of practical joke on me, because this sweater was the same kind we bought for our Giving Tree guy. But Mom seemed pretty confused, too. She said she did buy me a video game, and that she had no idea what the sweater was doing in my box. And then I figured it out. I told Mom there must have been some kind of mix-up, and I got the Giving Tree guy's gift, and he got mine. Mom said she used the same kind of wrapping paper for both of our gifts, so she must have written the wrong names on the tags. But then Mom said that this was really a good thing, because the Giving Tree guy was probably really happy he got such a great gift. I had to explain that you need a game system and a TV to play Twisted Wizard, so the game was totally useless to him. Even though my Christmas was not going that great, I'm sure it was going a whole lot worse for the Giving Tree guy. I kind of decided to throw in the towel for this Christmas, and I headed up to Rowley's house. I forgot to get a gift for Rowley, so I just slapped a bow on the Lil Cutie book Roderick gave me. And that seemed to do the trick. Rowley's parents have a lot of money, so I can always count on them for a good gift. But Rowley said that this year he picked out my gift himself. Then he brought me outside to show me what it was. From the way Rowley was hyping his present, I thought he must have gotten me a big screen TV or a motorcycle or something. But once again, I let my hopes get too high. Rowley got me a big wheel. I guess I would have thought this was a cool gift when I was in the third grade, but I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with one now. Rowley was so enthusiastic about it that I tried my best to act like I was happy anyway. We went back inside, and Rowley showed me his Christmas loot. He sure got a lot more stuff than I did. He even got Twisted Wizard, so at least I can play it when I come up to his house. That is, until Rowley's dad finds out how violent it is. And boy, you have never seen someone as happy as Rowley with his Lil Cutie book. His mom said it was the only thing on his list that he didn't get. Well, I'm glad someone got what they wanted today. New Year's Eve. In case you're wondering what I'm doing in my room at 9 o'clock p.m. on New Year's Eve, let me fill you in. Earlier today, me and Manny were horsing around in the basement. I found a tiny black ball of thread on the carpet, and I told Manny it was a spider. Then I held it over him, pretending like I was going to make him eat it. Right when I was about to let Manny go, he slapped my hand and made me drop the thread. And guess what? That fool swallowed it. Well, Manny completely lost his mind. He ran upstairs to where Mom was, and I knew I was in big trouble. Manny told Mom I made him eat a spider. I told her there was no spider, and that it was just a tiny ball of thread. Mom brought Manny over to the kitchen table. Then she put a seed, a raisin, and a grape on a plate and told Manny to point to the thing that was closest in size to the piece of thread he swallowed. Manny took a while to look over the things on the plate. Then he walked over to the refrigerator and pulled out an orange. So that's why I got sent to bed at 7 o'clock, and I'm not downstairs watching the New Year's Eve special on TV. And that's also why my only New Year's resolution is to never play with Manny again. January. Wednesday. I found a way to have some fun with the big wheel Rowley got me for Christmas. I came up with this game where one guy rides down the hill and the other guy tries to knock him off with a football. Rowley was the first one down the hill, and I was the thrower. It's a lot harder to hit a moving target than I thought. Plus, I didn't get a lot of practice. It took Rowley like 10 minutes to walk the big wheel back up the hill after every trip down. Rowley kept asking to switch places and have me be the one who rides the big wheel, but I'm no fool. That thing was hitting 35 miles an hour, and it didn't have any brakes. Anyway, I never did knock Rowley off the big wheel today. But I guess I have something to work at over the rest of Christmas vacation. Thursday. I was heading up to Rowley's today to play our big wheel game again, but Mom said I had to finish my Christmas thank yous before I went out anywhere. I thought I could just crank out my thank you cards in a half hour, but when it came to actually writing them, my mind went blank. Let me tell you, it's not easy writing thank you notes for stuff you didn't want in the first place. I started with the non-clothes items because I thought they'd be easiest, but after two or three cards, I realized I was practically writing the same thing every time. So I wrote up a general form on the computer with blanks for the things that needed to change. Writing the cards from there was a breeze. Dear Aunt Lydia, thank you so much for the awesome encyclopedia. How did you know I wanted that for Christmas? I love the way the encyclopedia looks on my shelf. All my friends will be so jealous that I have my very own encyclopedia. Thank you for making this the best Christmas ever. Sincerely, Greg. My system worked out pretty well for the first couple of gifts, but after that, not so much. Dear Aunt Loretta, thank you so much for the awesome pants. How did you know I wanted that for Christmas? I love the way the pants looks on my legs. All my friends will be so jealous that I have my very own pants. Thank you for making this the best Christmas ever. Sincerely, Greg. Friday. I finally knocked Rowley off the big wheel today, but it didn't happen the way I expected. I was trying to hit him in the shoulder, but I missed, and the football went under the front tire. Rowley tried to break his fall by sticking out his arms, but he landed pretty hard on his left hand. I figured he'd just shake it off and get right back on the bike, but he didn't. I tried to cheer him up, but all the jokes that usually crack him up weren't working. So I knew he must be hurt pretty bad. Monday. Christmas vacation is over, and now we're back at school. And you remember Rowley's big wheel accident? Well, he broke his hand, and now he has to wear a cast. And today, Everyone was crowding around him like he was a hero or something. I tried to cash in on some of Rowley's new popularity, but it totally backfired when they found out I'm the one who broke his hand. At lunch, a bunch of girls invited Rowley over to their table so they could feed him. What really ticks me off about that is that Rowley is right-handed, and it's his left hand that's broken, so he can feed himself just fine. Tuesday. I realized Rowley's injury thing is a pretty good racket, so I decided it was time for me to have an injury of my own. I took some gauze from home, and I wrapped up my hand to make it look like it was hurt. I told everybody, it's a raging infection caused by a splinter that was left untreated. I couldn't figure out why the girls weren't swarming me like they swarmed Rowley, but then I realized what the problem was. See, the cast is a great gimmick because everyone wants to sign their name on it, but it's not exactly easy to sign gauze with a pen. So I came up with a solution that I thought was just as good. I walked up to a girl and said, "Would you like to be the first one to sign my sympathy sheet?" That idea was a total bust, too. My bandage did end up attracting attention from a couple of people, but believe me, they were not the type of people I was going for. Like Fregley. Monday. Last week, we started the third quarter at school, so now I have a whole bunch of new classes. One of the classes I signed up for is something called Independent Study. I wanted to sign up for Home Economics, too, because I was pretty good at Home Ec 1. But being good at sewing does not exactly buy you popularity points at school. Anyway, this Independent Study thing is an experiment they're trying out at our school for the first time. The idea is that the class gets assigned a project, and then you have to work on it together with no teacher in the room for the whole quarter. The catch is that when you're done, everyone in your group gets the same grade. I found out that Ricky Fisher is in my class, which could be a big problem. Ricky's big claim to fame is that he'll pick the gum off the bottom of a desk and chew it if you pay him 50 cents. So I don't really have high hopes for our final grade. Tuesday. Today we got our independent study assignment. And guess what it is? We have to build a robot. At first, everybody kind of freaked out, because we thought we were going to have to build the robot from scratch. But Mr. Darnell told us we don't have to build an actual robot. We just need to come up with ideas for what our robot might look like and what kinds of things it would be able to do. Then he left the room, and we were on our own. We started brainstorming right away. I wrote down a bunch of ideas on the blackboard. The robot would do my homework, do the dishes, make my breakfast, brush my teeth. Everybody was pretty impressed with my ideas, but it was easy to come up with them. All I did was write down all the things I hate doing myself. But a couple of the girls got up to the front of the room, and they had some ideas of their own. They erased my list and drew up their own plan. They wanted to invent a robot that would give you dating advice and have 10 types of lip gloss on its fingertips. All us guys thought this was the stupidest idea we ever heard, so we ended up splitting into two groups, girls and boys. The boys went to the other side of the room while the girls stood around talking. Now that we had all the serious workers in one place, we got to work. Someone had the idea that you can say your name to the robot, and it can say it back to you. Like, "Hi, Bob. It is very nice to meet you, Bob." But then someone else pointed out that you shouldn't be able to use bad words for your name, because the robot shouldn't be able to curse. So we decided we should come up with a list of all the bad words the robot shouldn't be able to say. We came up with all the regular bad words, but then Ricky Fisher came up with 20 more the rest of us had never even heard before. So Ricky ended up being one of the most valuable contributors on this project. Right before the bell rang, Mr. Darnell came back in the room to check on our progress. He picked up the piece of paper we were writing on and read it over. To make a long story short, Independent study is canceled for the rest of the year.